We begin the current daf, Masechtas Nedarim, daf Yud Aleph. We begin at the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Beis, five lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the halachas of Nedarim. Now, we open up in the first two Mishnayos discussing Yodis Nedarim, which is when you say a partial sentence, but it's clear that you want to make a neder, so at least since you verbalized that part, it's like you took upon yourself that vow. Then the third Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, spoke about the halacha of Kinuyei Nedarim, which are saying an equivalent term which means the same thing either in a different language or in rabbinic terminology, so that's like the neder itself. Now, our Mishnah goes back to the primary halacha of Nedarim, but specifically in the halacha of what's known as Hatfasa, which is you can make a regular neder say that I'm making a neder that piece should be forbidden to me. That's a clear-cut neder which is forbidden biblically. Then there's a concept known as Hatfasa, which is from the word of Tafas, to grab. Which means to say is that you can say that I want this piece of meat to be like a carbon. Now, you didn't say it should be like a nether, but a carbon is something which is forbidden because of a nether, that someone vowed to bring the carbon. That's how it became usr as hektish of a carbon. Since that is an isr of nether, I can transfer that to this object through the process of hatfasa, and then it's like I'm making a full-fledged biblical nether. So that's the topic that our Mishnah discusses. So the Mishnah says, ha'imer, if someone says, La chulin. Now, specifically, it's with a pasach under the lamed. La chulin sha'oicha locha of that which I will eat from you. Now, the reason why, as the Mishnah will explain, that this is aser, it's forbidden, meaning as a nether, is because the word la chulin with a pasach is translated as loy chulin, that it should not be like chulin, that which I shall eat of you, but rather, what's the opposite of chulin, like a carbon. Hence, that means to say that your food to me is like a carbon, and that's classic hatfasa, and therefore that's an isra of neder. Let's say someone says, loy kasher. Your food that I would eat from is not kasher. Rather, he's saying it's not kasher, but it's aser, forbidden. Or let's say he says, v'loy dache, that it's not clean. Not clean, meaning rather forbidden. As the Ram points out, we find that the term clean, it refers to something that's permitted in contrast to forbidden. As we find the Mishnah in Idyas, and the Pasuk actually says, it's called Tzipit Tahira, when it's talking about something that's permitted, that's kosher, it says Tahira, which, although it's saying pure, clean, but it means kosher, permitted. And therefore, when you say not kosher, not clean, rather the inference is that it's forbidden. Now, and if you're going to say that, okay, it's maybe you're saying not kosher, not clean, but something forbidden, but maybe it's something forbidden, your food, not because of a nether, but because of a different isser, a different prohibition. Hence, it would be like doing hatfasa, bidavar ha'asr, and something that's forbidden, and not something that's a nether, which, to be matfas, is something that's just an other non-kosher thing, is not an appropriate hatfasa. Hatfasa has to be in something that it itself is forbidden because of a nether. So in spite of that, the Ran explains that since you could interpret this inference of being asr, either for an intrinsic isser or something that came through that of a neder, since the halacha is that when you have stam nedarim, a generic neder which is not specified either way, we go lahachmer, we go stringently. So therefore, this interpretation of saying the inference of not kosher, not clean, but rather usser, what's that a reference to? What type of usser are we being matfis? We're being matfis an isser of davar hanader, and hence it's a valid neder, and therefore that person's food will be forbidden to you. Now the Mishnah moves on. Tahar. Now, the Ram points out that although it uses the word tahar, it would be like continuing from the previous case of dache, which actually the Ram's girsa was with a lamed, le dache, which la dache is the same as loy dache, like we have in our girsa in the Mishnah. But he says it's just at the time the Mishnah didn't bother when it said the case of tahar, which is pure, to say loy tahar, because it's obvious that the case of dache, which essentially means the same thing as tahar, is the same thing, and since it's the same idea, it didn't bother to say it, but essentially the case of tahar is loy tahar, but rather forbidden, and that's why it's going to be forbidden if you say that that person's food should be for you loy tahar. Now the Ram points out that there are essentially three different halachas that the Tana of a Mishnah is coming to describe with all these different cases. First of all, where a person mentions something that indicates that it's permitted, so like where we started off with, those cases, you have to mention a lamed, because actually the Ran's girsayos were not loy kosher and loy dache, they're actually la. So it's la chulin, la kosher, la dache, and he said that the Tana didn't say, but it would also be La Tohar. Now, once you say it with a Lamed as a Pasach, that now it becomes forbidden because of the principle of what's called Machla Lav, from the fact that you know not, Atash Mehen, you could infer yes. So therefore, Chulin, Kasher, Dache, Tahar, where all those things connote permissibility, when you start over with La Chulin, and saying, no, it should be not be Chulin. Oh, that means to say it's carbon. Not Tahar, which means it's Aser. That's why those things, if you matfis it with a Pasach, is going to connote Iser of a Neder. Now, moving on to the next cases of the Mishnah, wherever you mention something that is intrinsically an Iser, which applies by Kachem, like where the Mishnah continues now and says, Bitamei, and that if, let's say, a carbon that's impure or nicer, it was left over the allotted of time that it's allowed to be eaten, or Upigal, that when the carbon was made, when it was being brought by the Kahanim and sacrificed, they had in mind an impure thought that it should be eaten after the designated time, so then Aser. So that also, if you're going to be Matfis and say that your food should be like Tamei or Noiser or Pigal, then it's going to be Aser as a Neder. Now, the Ran says regarding these cases of the Mishnah, you don't actually start off with a Lamed with a Pasach, because to the contrary, if you would say La Tamei, La Noiser, La Pigal, then actually you would say that that's inferring that it should be permitted, which would be Loi Tamei, Loi Noiser, Loi Pigal, which means say that's permitted. Now, these cases also, which are the second of the three categories in our Mishnah, it's even if you didn't say it with a, what's called a kaf hadimyan, meaning kitame, kinaiser, kipig, like, it would still be also, even according to Yehuda, who's the last thing mentioned in our Mishnah, because although the Gemara ends up saying that our entire Mishnah is actually like the opinion of Yehuda, and even though he says that by saying Yerushalayim, it's not good enough, you have to say ki Yerushalayim, these cases would be also, even if you don't say ki, like. The reason being is because since these categories of Tamei, Noiser, and Pigal are intrinsically, their name connotes Iser, Tamei is an Iser, Noiser is an Iser, Pigal is an Iser, so therefore even without a Kuf, it'd be Aser according to everybody. Now moreover, the Ran explains, although you could say that the case of Tamei could be going even on Truma, Truma that's Tamei is also forbidden, and because there's a halachas of Truma and Tara on Truma also, now Truma that's Tamei is not a davar ha'nader. It's a davar ha'aser. So therefore, if you're being matfis in just Tamei, and you didn't say what category of Tamei you're talking about, if it's kachum or truma, and if it could be talking about truma, then maybe it should not be aser because you're being matfis with davar ha'aser, not with davar ha'nader. So on that, the Ran explains that even so, since you could say that the person's intention of being matfis in something that's Tamei meant regarding kachum, not regarding truma, so then as we explained before, stam nedarm is lahachmer, and so therefore give a stringent interpretation. Now the Mishnah moves on to the third category that the Tana is trying to teach us a chiddush. Ki imra, if let's say someone says that your food should be to me like a lamb. Now that means like the lamb of a carbon, either because, like the Ran said before, stam nedarm lahachmer, even though it can mean a regular lamb, which is okay, but since it can mean a lamb of a carbon, which carbons are brought from a seh, and therefore we interpret it stringently. Or actually, the Ran says that since when it says kiseh, what lamb are we talking about, which is the known lamb, the lamb that's brought as a carbon, and so therefore it refers to a carbon. Or if he says kedirim, like the chambers of where the carbonas are kept in the Beis HaMikdash, or ke'etzim, or he says, I want your food to be like the firewood, which are the two gizari etzim, the two logs of wood which are prepared every morning on the pyre that's, as it says in the Pasuk of Vir Alakoin, ate them every single morning. They would bring these two logs of wood on the base of Migdash, on the Mizbeach. Or Ki'ishim, he says, your food should be to me like the flames of the fire which are on the Mizbeach. Or he says it should be to be like the Kemizbeach, like the altar itself. Or Kehecha, like the sanctuary. Or Kirushalayim, or like Yerushalayim, which means the carbonists that are brought in Yerushalayim. So regarding all these cases, the concepts of a lamb, or the chambers, or the wood, or the fires, or the mizbeach, those things are not intrinsically an iser. Now, that's why the Mishnah concludes, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara will explain, it requires that you need the kuf, ki imra, ki dirim, ki eitzim, ki ishim, because if not, then you wouldn't hear any iser over here. So it should be deer, it should be wood. What does that mean? Wood is not forbidden, mizbeach is not forbidden. Now, that stands in contrast to the previous category of pigal and nisa, where the name itself connotes and defines Isser. So when you say, I want your food to be pigel, you're saying you're being matfis in something that's forbidden, which is a something that's a davar hanader, that's forbidden, and that's why it's going to be Aser. Another interpretation the Ram brings is that the reason why Rabbi Huda requires a kuf for the last category is because without the kuf, then you would think that when the person says, I want your food to be lamb, it means that I'm chay imro, swearing by the lamb. So too regarding all the other things. Now that, however, is not the case by tamei pigel and so you can't say chay tamei. And therefore, there you don't require a kuf. And the Ram says, actually, that's indicative, that this interpretation from the Gemara. So now the Mishnah concludes regarding this third category of saying that your food should be like a lamb or like the lishko or the wood, all these different things that are utilities for the purposes of karbanis and either the Yerushalayim, they're all components of the avodah of karbanis, or neder ba'achad mekom b'sham shemizbeach, or whether you take a neder being matfis in one of these items to say that the person's food should be like anything else that's used in utility of the altar for the karbanis. So afa pishle hiska carbon, even didn't even mention the word carbon, but still hal hareza neder b'carbon, that's still considered you were being matfis to create a nether in a carbon, which is a full-fledged nether. Now, Rabbi Huda Omer, however, he says, if someone says Yerushalayim, then Loi Armar Klomi hasn't said anything because he didn't say Ke Yerushalayim. Just saying Yerushalayim, your food should be Yerushalayim, what does that mean? If he says like Yerushalayim, oh, what about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is where the carbons are brought. Oh, you're trying to say that my food should be like the carbons in Yerushalayim? That's being matzvitz b'davah hanader of a carbon. Now that's like a full-fledged nether, and then the food becomes forbidden. Now we continue on top of Yud Aleph and Mid Aleph, where the Gemara explains the halachas of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says that Savrua, they thought, now actually the Ran says that this is actually the conclusion of the interpretation, but as we find elsewhere where the Gemara says it because it's leading up to a question, so it says that they thought, but really it's actually that's how we interpret it. So they thought that my lachulin, what does the Mishnah mean when it says lachulin with a pasach under the lamed, means loy lachulin lahava, it should not be like chul, ella, rather, carbon. So when you say lachulin sha'eichalach, that what I'm going to eat from you, meaning your food, is not like chulin to me, but rather like a carbon, that's why it's forbidden, it's a full-fledged nether. So on that the Gemara asks, so mani mas nin, so who's the Tana of our Mishnah? If you're going to say it's like a mayor, but you can't say that. Because less le mechla lav atashemehen, he doesn't hold of this Talmudic dictum of that you can infer from what we're not saying to say what would be saying. In other words, he requires what's called in halachic terminology, t'nai kafel, a double condition, which means to say you have to say the positive and you have to say the negative. You can't make inferences. And it's not like learning the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin. Remeyer, he says, call tonight, she'eni ketnai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuben, any condition that you're making with somebody else, that's not like the condition that Moshe Rabbeinu made with the tribe of Gad and Reuben, who it says in the Pasuk, im yavru, if you go over and you help the Jewish people fight for the land of Israel, then you'll get the Transjordan. And then it also said the other side, which you could infer, but the Pasuk didn't allow the inference, it says v'im lo yavru, and if they don't go over, then they don't get it. So on that, Reb Meir said, if it's not like double Tanai, then ain't a Tanai. Then it doesn't have the halachic status of a Tanai. So therefore you see that it does not hold of Michlal Lav Tshemehen. Oh, your food should not be like Chol. Oh, so what are you inferring? That it should be like a carbon? He doesn't hold that you could say such a thing. And therefore, according to a mayor, it shouldn't be Aser. Now the Ram points out that although the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos Laf Lamed Vav Menal, that when does a mayor not hold of this concept of Michlal Lav Tshemehen, that's only by monetary law, but by prohibitory law, by Isser, he does hold of, which that's what a neder is. However, the Gemara there concludes that regarding Saita and regarding testimony of witnesses, he does not hold of Mechlala Vatashmehen. The reason being is because although it's prohibitory law, but it has monetary components to it. So too, regarding an oath, there is a monetary aspect, which is because you're making this object forbidden on you, which is a monetary ramification, and therefore it is considered in halachas of mamonis, and that's why Ramey would still hold, you don't say mechlala v'tishmehen, and therefore he cannot be the town of a Mishnah to say lachul and not chul means to infer that it's like kachim. So Ela Rabbi Hudi, so what would you have to say? It's like Rabbi Huda who he holds that you do say mechlala v'tishmehen. But however, Amos say, but look at the end of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Huda Oime, he says, Ha'oime Yerushalayim loyamakul. If you say that your food should be Yerushalayim, then you haven't said anything. So on that, the Gemara says, the safer Rabbi Huda, from the fact that the safer opinion is Rabbi Huda, so Reisha lav Rabbi Huda. So obviously the Reisha is not Rabbi Huda, because from the fact that we have to say, but Rabbi Huda says, obviously up until now, we weren't told by Rabbi Huda, we were told by someone else. So who's the Tana of the Mishnah? So that the Gemara says, no, kul Rabbi Huda. As we had mentioned this in the Mishnah, the entire Mishnah is like Rabbi Huda. This is how you have to learn the gears of the Mishnah. It's not that Rabbi Huda, it's share Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda says. In other words, we said that you have to say with a kof, you have to say, ki emra, ki dirim, ki eitzim, ki ishim, ki mesbech, ki echel, ki Yerushalayim. Why? Share Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda says, ha'imi Yerushalayim, because if you say Yerushalayim without the kof, and same thing applies to all the other ones, loy amar klum, you haven't said anything because you didn't say the kof had dimyan. Now, really, as we said, it applies to all the other cases, just pick Yerushalayim because that was the last one mentioned. Now, again, the Ram points out, but regarding Pigel, Nisun, Tomei, Rabbi Huda would agree that you don't need to have the kof, as we explained, because of the differences between them. With they are intrinsically in Isser, and therefore it doesn't say it with a kof, but the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Huda. Now, this the Gemara asks, but as you're explaining, as it seems Rabbi Huda is saying in the Mishnah, but v'chi ame ki Yerushalayim, but if the person says your food should be like Yerushalayim, then Rabbi Huda mi mitzer, is it really true that Rabbi Huda would hold that it's aser, as it seems from our Mishnah? But v'tanya lo nabrais, Rabbi Huda, I mean, he says, clearly, ha'im ki Yerushalayim lo yom haklum. If someone says like Yerushalayim, in other words, the Gemara is asking that you're interpreting the whole Mishnah like Rabbi Huda, and hence you have to say that he agrees to ki Yerushalayim. He's just arguing on Yerushalayim. But the Braisa seems to be clearly, and thus we would explain the Mishnah like that also, when Yehuda says, Yerushalayim lo maklum, it's not just if you say Yerushalayim, even if you say, ki Yerushalayim lo maklum. Acha yadr bedaba hakorv bi Yerushalayim, until you make a neder in something which is sacrificed in Yerushalayim. You can't say like Yerushalayim. What does like Yerushalayim mean? So that refutes the interpretation that we just gave, that the time the Mishnah is like a Yehuda, who is only arguing when you don't say with a kuf. Then you just say Yerushalayim, it's not good. But with a kuf, it would be good. But the Braisa says clearly with a kuf, it's also not good. So that the Gemara answer is, it's not a difficulty, because kuler bihudhi, the whole entire Mishnah is like a bihudah. But retreat tanoi lib bihudah. It's a machlekes tanoim in Rabbi Huda's opinion. And that is the Tana of our Mishnah holds according to bihudah. That when the person says, ki Yerushalayim, your food should be like Yerushalayim, his intention is, what does it mean like Yerushalayim? Like the karbonis that are brought in Yerushalayim. And therefore, when he says ki Yerushalayim, it's forbidden. But the Tana of the Braisa held that no. When he says your food should be like Yerushalayim, he means the wood and the stones that make Yerushalayim the city. And therefore, it's not going to be us until he makes the neder in something that itself is sacrificed by stuff that is sacrificed in Yerushalayim, but not ki Yerushalayim. Now, Ketan HaTamid Beis, where the Gemara continues explaining the halachas of our Mishnah, which we opened up with. Tanya Lenna Braisa, whether a person says chulin, unconsecrated, or hachulin, the unconsecrated, or kichulin, like unconsecrated, and bain, whether he ends off that sentence with one of these first three beginnings, that sha'oichalach, of that which I'll eat of you, or bain, whether he ends off sha'oichalach, or that which I will not eat of you, either way, is mutter, such a statement will not create a neder, and you'll be permitted to still eat that person's food. Now the Ran explains, when he ends off sha'oichalach, that's pretty obvious that's going to be permitted, because you're saying, whether you're saying it is chulun, the chulun, like chulun, that which I eat of you, meaning what I eat of you, is chulun, which is permitted. Now, so too, when you end off shaloi oichalach, although that he's saying inferentially that what I am eating of you should not be chulun, because you're saying only that what I don't eat of you, shaloi oichalach, what I don't eat of you should be either chulun, hachulun, kachulun, whatever it is, should be like chulun. Inferentially, that means to say, oh, but what I do eat of you will not be like chulun, but rather like a carbon. So that the Gemara will explain that the Tana of this Bryce is going like Remeir, who does not hold of Mechlal Avatishmehen. So since we don't go based on inferences, so yeah, you're saying that what you don't eat of his should be like Chulun, but that would infer that his food should be not like Chulun, but rather like Karbon. We don't make such an inference. So therefore, however you say this, it's going to be permitted. Now, La Chulun Sha'eichalach, again with a Pasach, which generally means not like Chulun, should be that which I eat of you. Well, then aser. Then it's going to be aser. Now, the Ran says that's the girsa in most of the different versions of the text of the Gemara. But the Ran is bothered by this. Because why should this case be forbidden? You still have to come unto the council, but machlal lavat shemayhen, and which Reb Meir doesn't agree to, because you're only saying la chulin. It's not chulin. Oh, not chulin. Then what is it? Let's infer. You mean to say it's like kachim, like a carbon. But if that's why it's aser, but you tell me the time of the bryce is Reb Meir from the first case, so how could this be aser? Now, on that, the Ran says, and if you're going to say that, hey, you wouldn't have to come on to machlal lavat shemayhen, because since he's saying loy chulin, it's not chulin, obviously he means to say that it's a carbon. That's not true, because originally that we said that the town of Amishnah can't be like Reb Meir because for this reason itself. And even so, we say it's considered mechalal lavat shemehen when it says la chulin shaychalach. And the Gemara said that can't be like Reb Meir. Obviously, saying loy chulin is only like a carbon through the concept of mechalal lavat shemehen. So the Ran says actually some don't have the girsa of this in the Braisa. Now, others actually want to be Mekayim the Girsa, but based on the text of the Ravid, that his Girsa is without a Vav, which not Lachulin, but rather Lachalin, which is a reference to the Chalis of the Toida, which is a Davar HaAser, it's a Davar HaNader, and that's why it's going to be Aser. But Taisvis, because of his Girsa, which his Girsa is Loichulin, he says you can't compare this case of the Braisa, which we want to say it's even like Reb Meir, to the halacha of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah didn't say loy chulin, it said la chulin with a pasach. Now, if you're going to say that that's going to be asr, you would have to interpret his words. First, you would have to say la chulin means loy chulin, not chulin. And then, once you have to interpret, then you have to say mechal lavat shemehen, that, oh, that it should be like a carbon. But Reb Meir doesn't hold the mechal lavat shemehen. Matesis says over here, we're again according to Taisis Girsa, we're saying explicitly loichulin sheoichalach. So it's as if he said explicitly that I don't want it to be chulin, but rather like a carbon. And since there's no void in the interpretation of what it means to say, it would help even according to Reb Meir, and it wouldn't be considered mechlal lavat shemehen. But that's the second case of the Braisa. Then the Braisa says lachulin, which again means not chulin, of loy oichalach, meaning what I don't eat from you, should not be chulin, so then mutter, that's going to be permitted because, okay, fine, so what you're not eating from him is like a carbon, so fine, that could be, that has no relevance to this person's food, which even if you said inferentially, it would still make that person's food permitted. Now, that's the braisa. So on that, the Gemara asks, Reishimani, who's the Tana of this braisa that's the first halach in the braisa? That's, as we clearly mentioned from the Ran, Reb Meir, he must be like Reb Meir. The less lay mechlal lavat shemehen, who does not hold of the concept of inferring from mechlal lavat shemehen. That's why, even if you say that it should be chulin, what I don't eat from you, which sounds like, but what I would eat from you would not be like chulin, which would be a carbon, it's still going to be mutter because we don't hold mechlal lavat shemehen. But on that, the Gemara asks, if the time of the Braisa, Reb Meir, Amos say, if a look at the end of the Braisa. The Braisa says, la chulin, which again means should not be like chulin, loy oichalach, of what I don't eat from you. So on that, the halacha said in the Braisa, mutter. So seemingly it was a very simple halacha, because it seemed like everyone should agree to this. It shouldn't be chulin, that which I don't eat from you, which means say what I don't eat from you should be like a carbon. And then even if you infer, so that means, but the guy's food himself should be permitted. But the Gemara asks as follows. But now we learn the Mishnah later on, the Yud Gimel Medalf, that says, if someone says a line that sounds very similar to this case of the Braisa, la carbon, loy oichalach, that la carbon should be that which I don't eat from you. Reb Meir oiser. Reb Meir said, that is creating an iser of a neder on that person's food. Now, v'kashlon, we asked on that halacha the Mishnah later on. Unless le mechlal lavat shemehen, but Reb Meir doesn't hold of mechlal lavat shemehen. Now, as the Ran explains, the assumption was, the reason why Reb Meir said that case was aser was because he was interpreting la carbon, as we've been explaining up until now, means loy carbon, not a carbon. So what is that person saying? It should not be a carbon what I don't eat from you. Meaning what I don't eat from you is not a carbon, meaning that it's chulin, that's permitted. But the inference is, but what I do eat from you should be like a carbon. But that's based on the concept of mechlal lavat shemehen, and we already explained that Reb Meir does not hold of that. So how could he be the one to say that that case is aser? Now, v'amr Reb Abba said in interpretation of that halacha, nasa ka'ayma, the reason why Reb Meir holds that case is aser, because it's as if the person said, l'karbin yehe, it should be like a carbon. Now, the reason is because the word lekarbon, even it can mean two things. It can mean lekarbon, it should be a carbon. And it also, since it's with a pasach, can mean loy carbon, it shouldn't be a carbon. Now, however, whenever you say a word that could be interpreted in the concept of a neder, that's how we interpret it. We go lechumra. And therefore, when you're saying la carbon, the person is saying that it should be a carbon. Now, lefikach, therefore, that's the end of a sentence of lo yoichalach. That's why I'm not going to be able to eat from you. It's basically the second half of the sentence is an interpretation of the first half. La carbon, there should be a carbon, and therefore I'm not going to eat from you. And so that's how that Reb Abba interpreted the halacha of a mayor in that Mishnah. So therefore, the Gemara continues the question over here. So hachanami, here also we should say that hachi kamalei, in this brisa, that this is what the person's saying. When we say lachulin, loy lachun lahave, it should not be chulin, rather it should be like a carbon. Now, not how we assumed in the question that we were interpreting the brisa that of what I don't need from you, but rather it's an explanation of the first half of the sentence. Lefikach le'oichalacha. That's why I can't eat from you. In other words, that we should interpret the lamed of lachulon in this case of loichulon, so that the neder should be chal. We always interpret it stringently that it should be a neder. Now, on that the Ran forewarns and he says that even if you're going to say that, but how could the neder take effect? But still, you have to come onto the concept of mechlala b'tashmeihen, because we said originally that the Tana of the Mishnah is not like Reb Meir, for seemingly the same exact type of a case. Even though you're asking a valid question, you're saying that how could lachulin loy oichalach be mutter? Why? That sounds like a very valid case of being mutter according to everybody. It's not true, because we find almost the same exact words, just switching the word lachulin to lacarbon, where we interpreted lacarbon, it should be a carbon, and therefore that I'm not going to eat from you, she'ini oichalach. So you could do the same thing for lachulin, albeit differently, and say lachulin, it should not be chulin, and therefore, it's a therefore, it's not in qualifying, and therefore of lo yoichalach, therefore I'm not going to be able to eat from you. and therefore it should be asr, not mutter, according to Reb Meir. But on that, the Ran still asks, you still have to come on to mechala b'tashmeihen, because to say lo yoichalach, you still have to, and this is the Ran l'shitasai, you would still have to make an inference of, oh, but it should be like a carbon. That the Ran says is not a difficulty, because that was only in the Mishnah that we said it's not going to be like a mayor. Because the end of that sentence of lachulin was she'oichalach. But here, the end of the statement is loy oichalach, where that sentence itself sounds like you're saying a prohibition. I'm not going to eat from you. And therefore, even Remei would agree that it's not coming on to the concept of that you would even be able to extend and interpret it, even though it sounds like a machlava teshmehen, because you're saying loy chulin. What does it mean, na chulin? She'ene oichalach, I'm not going to eat from you. So obviously, you don't even need to really come on to machlava teshmehen, because you're concluding your sentence with saying, I'm not going to eat from you, which is interpreting the lachulin, which is loichulin, which seemingly is the same thing like Reb Abba explained for a mayor in la carbon, where although the la carbon means le carbon, but it's that the end of the sentence is a consequential statement, and therefore I'm not going to eat from you. So why don't you say the same thing over here? If the Tana, the Brisa, is Reb Meir, so why is the case of lachulin loichulach mutter should be aser? So the Gemara says you're right. According to Reb Meir, that should be the halacha, but high Tana, the Tana of this Brisa, is not Reb Meir. He holds a Gemara in one area of halacha. He argues him in a different area of halacha. And that is, he holds like him in one area, which was the Reisha of the Braisa. He doesn't hold of, just like Gemara, of Mechalav HaTeshmehen. And that's why he said, when you say, chulun hachulun or kachulun, even shaloi oichalach, it's going to be mutter, because you can't make an inference and say, oh, but that which I will eat from you will not be like chulun. But he argues in him in a different area of halacha, which is b'karbon. In other words, he doesn't hold like the way Reb Abba interpreted, which is really what the halacha of Reb Meir is in the Mishnah of Yud Gimel and Aleph, which is that the second half of the sentence is consequential, is what's called the oisphere. It's not. It only goes based on inference, and since the inference is that lachulin should not be chulin, what I don't need from you, which the only way it could be prohibited would be inferentially, but inferentially wouldn't even be usur anyway, and therefore he holds it's going to be mutter because he doesn't hold that halacha of on the Mishnah of Yud Gimel of Bekarbin to say that the end of the sentence is qualifying the first half of the sentence. Now, that's one answer the Gemara gives. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, that no, you could say that the whole Brisa is actually Remeir with all Remeir's opinions. But, ha, this that we learned in the Sefer of the Brisa, of the case of Lachulun Loi Eichalach, that it's going to be mutter, which we're asking, why should that be? Why is it any different than that halacha on Daf Yud Gimel, where we could qualify it and explain it as a lafikach, and hence that it should be a neder luchumra and say that it's aser, is because the Amar lechulin, is because the Brisa's Torah where he said it with a shva, lechulin under the lamed. Therefore, you can't say loichulin. It's only with a pasach that you say it means not chulin. So what are you going to say? You would then be able to say, oh, so what I don't need from you should be chulin, because saying lechulin to chulin, meaning it should be chulin, that which I don't need from you, but the inference would be, what I do eat from you should be not like chulin, but should be like a carbon. Oh, but it would go on like Remeir. He doesn't hold the mechalavet shemehan, and that's why it's mutter. Now, v'hada am, this that you said, in quotation of Remeir from the Mishnah of Yud Gimel et Alf, which is where the question was coming from, that it was saying loy lechulin, in other words, it said it with a pasach under the lamed, lachulin, which means loichulin. Now, the Ran just points out one thing. He says, Dita de Ravashi saying, Had Amar, not necessarily because it's not a quote of a Brisa or of a Mishnah, he's just saying that this that you wanted to ask and contradict this opinion of Remeir in this Brisa, and say that seemingly it should be comparable to what we quote in the Mishnah of Yud Gimel of La Korban Loichulach, that's true what you said. Because whenever you say Lachulin, like La Korban with a Pasach under the Lamed, that's the mashma loy lahav chulin. That's the inference, is that it shouldn't be like chulin, like a carbon, rather like a carbon. And then it would be also like the end of the statement is saying that, oh, so therefore la'eichalach. So yes, if the halacha in this brisa was lachulin with a pasach and then ending off la'eichalach, then we would say like the way Rebaba explained Remeir in the Mishnah of Yud Gimel, it would mean it shouldn't be like chulin, your food. Therefore, Loi oichalach, I'm not going to eat from you. And then it would be aser. It's just that the Tana of Abraisa, who is Remeir, is going with a shva, which you can't say it shouldn't be. It would be rather, it should be chulin, that which I don't eat from you. And therefore, since he doesn't hold the inferential of mechalavat ashmehan, therefore the person's food will be mut. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, regarding cases of a being matves of atfasa, of saying that your food should be tahar, which again the Ran said it means loy tahar, that it shouldn't be tahar, and thus saying that it's going to be aser, or vitamei, that it's like a carbon tamei, or noiser, like leftover carbon, or pigle, or a carbon that when it was being sacrificed it had the wrong machshavas thoughts in it, which make it iser, forbidden. Aser, it's a being matfes and the davar hanader, that's forbidden. Now the Gemara introduces the following discussion, which will come relative to the halacha of the Mishnah that we're quoting now, which we're going to bring that raya towards that question on the coming daf. So the Gemara brings that Boi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. If someone says, Hare Olai, I want this piece of meat to be on me, Ki Besar Zivchei Shlamim La'achar Zrikas Dam, that it should be on me like the meat of a korban shlamim after the bloods were already thrown on the Mizbeach, thus permitting it for consumption. Maho, what's the halacha? So the Gemara wonders. Either come Bahadin Lishna, these are the exact words the person said, well then Behater Kamatvis. You're saying that this piece of meat should be like a carbon shlum after the bloods were already thrown? After the bloods are thrown, it's a permitted piece of meat. So you could only make a neder in being matvis and something that's usr. Moreover, it has to be usr through a neder, which is what a carbon is. But what's the question? Of course it's going to be permitted. El Rav, the Gemara explains the question. It's Kagoin de Machis Bas Zivchei Shlum. It's talking about that there's a piece of meat from a carbon shlamim that's lying in front of him after the bloods were already thrown. And there's also another piece, let's say it's a loaf of bread, that's permitted that's right next to it also in front of him. Amran, he says, Zeh kozeh, I want this loaf of bread to be like this piece of meat. That's all he says. Zeh kozeh. Question is my. What does the person mean to say? And that is, b'ikari kamatfis? Is he creating the hatfasa, the transference of the qualification of this piece of meat onto this loaf of bread in the original concept and construct of this piece of meat, which is its prohibitory qualities before the blood was thrown, because that's what a Karmen Shlomo is, before the blood is thrown, do we go based on its original source? Or is his atfasa in the here and now, not what it originally was, which is in something that's permissible, as the Pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis, v'dam zevechecha yishafech, that the blood of your karbonos you will spill. And then it says, v'abasatecha, then you could eat the meat. And then that's the question, what was his intention, based on the ikur, which is aser, or the contemporary, which is heter? Now the Ram points out just that there are those who ask that even if you're going to say that it's beter kamatfis, he wants it to be how the carbon shlum is right now, and that's how his loaf of bread should be, there are those who ask it should still be aser, because the piece of kachim, which is what a carbon shlum is right now, is still forbidden to those who are impure. And it's only forbidden to those who are impure because of that person's neder, making this into a carbon shlamim. So it's still being matfes bedava hanodu, that's aser for people. Moreover, is that there are other parts of the carbon shlamim, like the chaz and shaykh, which are forbidden to non-kahanim, again, because of this person's neder. So even if it's beheter, meaning like how the carbon is right now, it should still be considered being matfes bedava hanodu, that's aser to people. So the Ran says, he doesn't hold that's a difficulty, because the only way the hatfasa could create an isra neder in this loaf of bread is if only you're being matfesed bedava hanader, that other thing is forbidden itself because of a neder that was made for it, which is generally what a carbon is. It becomes a carbon through a person's original vow, making it into a carbon. But if the carbon shlamim would be forbidden because of that person's neder, who made it into a shlamim, then this carbon would be forbidden to everybody. Kahanim, tahirim, because when he sanctified it, he made it forbidden to everybody. And it actually is forbidden to everybody until it's sacrificed. The only thing is that once the bloods are thrown, that removes the entirety of the nether. It's like it's not forbidden based on a vow whatsoever. And actually the isser of someone that's impure, or for the breast and the thigh to be eaten by non-kahanim, is not because of the nether, the Ran says. Because if it was, it would be forbidden to everybody. Rather, the isser is because the Torah says it's forbidden. Hence, when you're being matfis in the carbon shlum as it is right now, even if you're saying it's a davar ha'aser that's forbidden to non-kahanim or people that are tamei, but it's not because of the nether. It would be only because of the gzeiras hakasa, the Torah tells you that a non-tar person or a non-kohen person cannot eat it, it still would not create an isser of nether, because the hatfasa of nether could only be being matfis b'davar ha'nader, that it itself is forbidden because of a nether, and not because of a davar ha'aser that's not because of a nether.